Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Hey everyone, I'm here with Todd Bolsinger for another quick conversation for the long haul of leadership, and we're going to talk about a quote from Stephen Garber. This is from episode 157, titled Seamless Leadership. Here's what Stephen Garber said. He said, "Vocation is integral, not incidental, to the Missio Dei, to the very meaning of God's work in the world." So one more time. Vocation is integral, not incidental, to the Missio Dei, to the very meaning of God's work in the world. Okay, so Todd, when you started working at Fuller, your title was, I believe, Vice President for Vocation Formation. Now, I'm not sure if I got it right. I think I did.
Yeah,
is that right?
Exactly,
yeah. And so that you worked on vocation. That was part of your work there. Tell us about vocation and what is the connection to the mission of God our church's work in the world.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you translated Steve's good Latin. So Steve Garber is probably one of the most respected voices on the question of vocation.
Yeah.
And what he means by that is not, hey, I'm called into full-time Christian ministry or I'm going to be a pastor. He means that every Christian has a calling to participate in what God is doing to bring renewal to the world. The mission of God is to bring the renewal of God to the whole world, to put the world to right. And every one of us has a place in that, which means that every one of us who is a person of faith has to be open to a calling, to a sense of calling that may or may not be about your career or your job or may not be how you make money, but it is about your identity. It's integral to who you are. And I think what that means for me is that if we, every leader, every person who's shaping a community needs to be able to communicate in such a way that every person is important and every person needs to seek the face of God for God, what is it that you have called me to do? Where is my sense of purpose? Where is my sense of participation in your greater work?
And
it means that every one of us, our days, our minutes, our decisions are deeply important because they're bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. And I see two benefits in an emphasis on each person's vocation. One is the spiritual formation of each person. In other words, when a person understands the work that they do, whether it's paid work or unpaid work, you know, your vocation as a parent or as a son or daughter to your parents, you know, and caring for them and all that kind of thing, a neighbor in your neighborhood, a citizen in your country, all those different kinds of work, those vocations. When we see all of that as sacred, right, all of a sudden, all of life matters in our relationship to God, right? That God is in every part of it. And that is a formative thing. So that's one of the benefits that I see. And then the other is the church's vitality, the church's ability to engage in mission and do the work. How does Garber put it? He says, right, God's work in the world, right? The very meaning of God's work in the world. Maybe help us make those connections as well, you know, especially in regard to the church engaging in God's mission. Have you seen it maybe as people have discovered their vocations, the sacredness of their vocations and the church's ability to do God's work in the world?
One of the most amazing and also sometimes confusing ideas is that God chooses to use us. God actually works through us and works in spite of us, praise be to God. But God's desire to set the world to right, to make to restore, redeem, renew the world includes us, which is, it's great dignity to each person. And it means then the reason why I was the vice president for vocation and formation is we believe vocation callings are actually formed. It's not like you go around trying to find your calling. You actually have to develop the capacity to hear the voice of God and the discernment to say, not this, but this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're young, that starts with choosing right versus wrong.
Yeah.
But later on, as you get older and wiser, you start realizing of all the good things I could choose to do, the thing that is mine to do, the thing that gives me great joy, that makes me come alive, is to say yes to the call of God for what God wants for my life. You know, for me, the great quote by Howard Thurman, the civil rights leader and spiritual director, and he was one of the spiritual advisors for Dr. King. He said, you know, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and do that.
Yeah.
Because what the world needs is people who come alive.
Yeah.
And what he meant wasn't, oh, what makes me come alive is to be a Instagram influencer so that I'm really popular. What he meant was, of all the things you could participate, that is, makes a difference in the world to bring justice and love and grace and restoration and peace, find the one that calls your name and you have energy about and that makes you come most alive, and go do that. Yeah. Because that is yours to do.
Yeah.
You know, I've said it before, probably even on this podcast, but, you know, one of my favorite statements of the old rabbis was, if God wants to judge you, he won't ask you why you weren't Moses.
Yeah.
He'll ask you why you weren't you. He already had a Moses.
Yeah.
And for me, calling is at the center of that reality.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Steve is pointing to here, is that every one of us have the dignity of saying yes to the God who calls us by name and make us co-partners and co-collaborators, co-laborers with God in the work of redemption of the world.
Amen. Amen. Here's that quote one more time from Stephen Garber. Vocation is integral, not incidental, to the Missio Dei, to the very meaning of God's work in the world. Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.